1 week closer to Froggy. My emotions are still largely inconsistent, but they are tending towards excitement, focus, and happiness. But why does it feel like 4 weeks is such a long time? And I'm not even the one pregnant. It's my unconventional life. Tick tock, tick tock. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is my unconventional life. It's a podcast and it's a journal, and in a way it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully it's an honest, unapologetic and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful and positive self in the world, sponsored by no one. Every week I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, as a lover, and as a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. But ultimately, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? I don't know, I've felt a shift in my emotions over the last couple of days. I'm not exactly sure why. A few possible reasons. The reality of Froggy. We've got to stop calling her that. Actually, Aerie's been getting on me to stop cussing too, because she says Froggy, oops, there I go again, can hear it. And even if she can't, I need to stop myself now before the baby is born. But be that as it may, the reality of having another human being, a tiny, completely dependent human being to take care of, is here. But with it, also the wonderful, miraculous thing of seeing her grow up and take in the world, seeing the person she'll become. That's perhaps solidified my focus and direction. But I also think a conversation I had with our therapist this week may have had something to do with it. We had a one-on-one chat because while the couple's therapy is great, sometimes you just need an open space to really get to the bottom of things. And she's always encouraged me to focus on the baby to alleviate some of my anxieties about the relationship. And a lot of my anxieties, as you'll know if you've listened to the earlier parts of this podcast, are from specifically not wanting to have a kid in a romantic relationship. Of fearing that the dissolution of a romantic relationship will play havoc on a parenting relationship and having no interest, therefore, in risking the happiness of my child on it. And of course, from the reality that all of my exes from monogamous relationships don't want to or can't have anything to do with me because it's just too awkward and or painful for them. I presume. I never actually talked to them enough afterwards to really know. But through talking to the therapist about that last point, at least, we had somewhat of an epiphany. With them, my exes, they were free to walk away. Whereas with Aerie and I, we aren't. We're going to have to try to make it work, no matter what. And while at first that may seem like a terrible thing, I know lots of couples that co-parent after failed romantic relationships, even marriages, and after some time, seem to work perfectly okay. And the kids don't seem terribly affected by them. But who knows? I mean, kids are going to have to deal with the reality of lifelong monogamy's failings either way. Whether they see it in their parents, society at large, or in their own lives. Because the truth is, the notion of lifelong monogamy as an ideal is still paramount in our society. Going to take a long time to really see it truthfully in the cold light of rationality. A few generations to dispense with a lot of the conditioning. The therapist also said that once the baby is born and Aerie has settled somewhat, we should sit down and have a serious conversation about the nature of our relationship outside of being parents. try to define our expectations and hopes. And there's never going to be an easy time for it, but it needs to happen. And that's a little scary. And so perhaps part of my new emotions are to steer clear of it because I hate conflict so much. I don't know. I don't know about a lot of things right now, which is kind of unsettling after feeling so sure about things just a year ago. So I'm not sure how long it'll last, this new shift in my emotions. And that's the tough thing, because if the way you feel changes so much, how do you know what's valid or real? If you go with, well, just live in the moment, how you feel in that moment, well, that changes. So how could anyone else rely on you if that's the case? I guess that's why having the contract is so important. Because if we accept that you can't rely on how someone will feel, you have to be able to rely on how someone will act and what they will do. That's, I think, where some of these recent issues have come in about trying to alter the contract so dramatically. The mediator panel, unfortunately, hasn't really resolved the conflict yet. Or rather, we haven't let it. I know I haven't gone into the details, and I'm not getting into it now. Not until it's resolved. Which might be some time. I don't know. But I'm still keeping notes. Okay. Positive. Froggy is about a month from being born. Another beautiful life coming into the world. A joy, a miracle, of which we are all one. And as such, we should do our best to remember that and be kind to the magic. I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make the world a better place.
Hello. Is a